This is an Aero News Touch and Go for February 23, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Airbus announced on Friday that starting this October, it will cut production rates of its A320 family from 36 to 34 planes a month. Production rates for the A330 and 340 widebody family will be kept at the current level of 8.5 planes per month and not increased further as previously planned. The company cited continuing uncertainties caused by the worldwide economic crisis and said it expects no impact on employment levels. But Airbus CEO Tom Enders qualified that expectation. Quote, many airlines are taking capacity out of the market. I do not exclude further production cuts if the need arises. Unquote. Airbus achieved a record high of 483 deliveries in 2008 and hopes to do about the same this year. Eclipse Aviation followed last Wednesday's abrupt shutdown of operations with a statement that only the paperwork remains to be finished in the sale of its assets to EclipseJet, a takeover company formed by Europe's eTurk Aviation, a major shareholder in the old Eclipse. KRQE-TV in Albuquerque attributed to Eclipse General Manager Michael McConnell a statement that the various parties involved in the sale are poring over contracts, and European media has reported the sale could be complete within a few days. About 800 workers sent home at midday Wednesday were scheduled to get full paychecks on Friday, and the company has promised their benefits will be continued. But when the sale closes, technically they'll be unemployed with no promise of being hired by the new company. Over the weekend, the New Mexico Department of Workforce Solutions had extended Saturday hours to handle the surge of applications from furloughed Eclipse workers. Managers at NASA met on Friday to review progress troubleshooting a bug in gas valves used in the shuttle fleet. They decided they still don't have enough information to proceed, so Discovery's STS-119 launch has not been rescheduled yet. Engineering teams have been working to identify what caused damage to a flow control valve on Endeavour back in November. Teams have also tried to determine the consequences if a valve piece were to break off and strike part of the shuttle and external fuel tank. The next review is set for Wednesday and may result in an announcement of a new launch date at that time. If you're an FAA-certificated airman who flies internationally as a required crew member, there's a deadline coming up next week that may need your attention. Effective March 5th, the International Civil Aviation Organization will expect your pilot certificate to carry an endorsement confirming that you can meet ICAO's Level 4 proficiency standard for English. Now, if this sounds confusing, demonstrating your ability to read, speak, write, and understand English has always been a requirement to obtain your U.S. certificate. But ICAO wants to see a formal endorsement on it. If you need to replace your certificate to get one which shows an endorsement, you'll need to send the application for a replacement certificate and $2 off to the FAA right away. The seemingly redundant requirement originally had a deadline of March 5th last year. The FAA notified ICAO it was extending that deadline for compliance by U.S. pilots by 1 year. How time flies. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing where we'll tell you more about these stories. New avionics options are announced at Healy Expo. A member of NTSB escapes limbo by resigning. And who knew the Swiss could be this hot-headed? Also check out the A&N special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves discusses his belief that modern aircraft demand that pilots become thoroughly familiar with electrical systems. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.